Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
Hey everyone, it is the Karellcast and I am Karell. So very glad you are joining me. You are in my bed today. I just can't get up and do the whole studio thing. I can't. I'm sorry. The shingles has gotten to me, or the medication has gotten to me, or the vaccine has gotten to me, but something has gotten to me, and I'm pretty wiped. But I wanted to be here with you today. There's a lot of stuff going on. And so I thought, well, if you can't move, then bring them to you. So here we are. You know, I told you the story of the young girl who was beaten up in a bathroom. The school didn't do much, and she died just a day or two later. And when we were doing it, when we were talking about it, we assumed that she died because of the beating. And in a way, she did. We find out that she committed suicide with Prozac and Benadryl. Who even knew you could? But she did. And basically, she was bullied to death. And, you know, it really got me thinking, because I just want to wrap my arms around them before they do it and say, you know what? Don't do this. The best revenge. There have been so many times in my life I thought to myself, how are you not dead? And I mean that. You know, social media, they like to call people boomers as an insult. And I always say to them, you know what? F you. I have lived through Nixon, Johnson, Ford, Reagan, you know, two Bushes, on down the line, Trump, Vietnam, AIDS, you know, so many things. I'm a survivor. Boomers are survivors. And they deserve the respect that being a survivor comes with. And one of the things I survived in my life was severe and extreme homophobia and classism, because I grew up poor. And as much as we'd like to think we don't look down on poor people, we do. We blame them for being poor. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my parents' fault. You know, they were handicapped. What could they do? So as I think about Nex, that was her name. Oh, I miss him. As I think about Nex and all the other kids out there that kill themselves, remember, LGBTQ teens lead in suicides. When I think about them, I just want to hug them and say, don't. Because you know what my best revenge has been? Being the number one talk show host on the West Coast for 20 years. Being the only openly gay talk show host for almost 30 years. Thriving, having friends, having family, having loving pets. I lived, I survived, and that's the best revenge against all the haters that have hated me. My junior high and high school years were horrible. I was fat. My fashion sense is not what everybody else's is. I was overtly and openly gay, whether I wanted to be or not. And I struggled with that. Y'all think I was just happy to embrace the rainbow. I cried and cried and cried when I was in sixth and seventh grade because I knew I was gay. And I didn't want to, you know, disappoint my mom who wanted grandkids from me. I didn't want to disappoint those around me. You know, I didn't want the life that I was going to have to lead of oppression and all of that. And it's when, you know, that happened that I realized I'm just not going to feel this way. I'm not going to let them make me feel this way. Barbara Streisand said that, you know what? She became eccentric because she wanted the joke to, you know, that she wanted to be in on the joke. She wanted to make them laugh with her, not at her. And so, as I've said my whole life, calling me a queer ain't an insult, it's an observation. You know, but that's a self-defense mechanism. I've been called ugly by so many gay people. Andrew and I were out at a gay bar once, and a guy walked up to the both of us and looked at Andrew and said, "You're hot. Why are you with him?" That right there could literally cause someone to kill themselves. You know, you're out, you're a public figure, and you're just blatantly called ugly right in front of your husband. I have been called every name in the book and bullied beyond belief, beaten up, had guns pointed at me. When I did the Fuck Joe the Plumber thing on KGO Radio, had to think what station I messed up on. You know, I had "die of AIDS" written on my garage door, AIDES, gotta love that. I had a plumber's wrench thrown through my front window. I was slapped at a restaurant. You know, you guys think you know everything about my life. You don't know how many nights I cried because I didn't want to be me when I was 10, 11, 12, 13. You don't know the disappointment I felt in myself because I thought my mom and dad would be disappointed. Instead, they embraced me fully, loved me unconditionally, as parents should. I have been beaten up at school. I have been threatened in straight clubs. When I became a biker, some of the bikers had a fit that I was at the biker bars. Of course, all my other biker friends put them in their place, right, Miss M? Just put them in their place. So I want to tell them you can live through it. You can survive. You can thrive. You can, you know, you can make it. Now, there was a campaign called It Gets Better, started by a great guy named Dan Savage. You probably know him. And I took issue with that because I told Dan it never gets better, ever. The only difference is you learn how to deal with the assholes. You know, but it doesn't get better. I'm still bullied. I'm still called names. I'm still threatened. You know, it still happens, even now. I don't want to cut off her head like that. There we go, Miss M. I don't want to cut your head off, girl. So, it's a tragedy. Unfortunately, it's a story that's going to be continued to be told. It's going to repeat over and over and over because there's always going to be haters. You know, the last 3 days, I've had conversations at restaurants because I just don't feel like cooking with individuals that are young. And I've asked them, you know, has social media just become a cesspool where all anyone wants to do is fight? And unilaterally, every person that I've talked to, and I've talked to about 10 in the last 2 days about this, they all say, absolutely. Everyone just feels entitled. They feel, you know, these influencers. Oh, this brand didn't service me. Or, oh, this brand didn't pay me what I feel I'm worth. Or, oh, blah, blah, blah. You entitled asshole, get a freaking job. You want to be in media? Actually be in media. Because TikTok ain't it, which we're going to be talking about next. And so if you are bullied, whether you're 13 years old or 30, I say to you, live, survive. It's the best revenge. Because one day you're going to meet the bullies and they're going to be nothing. And you're going to be everything fabulous. Because guess what? You're going to grow up and continue to change into someone spectacular. They'll always be assholes. So you win by surviving. That's why I'm here today, because I fully, fully believe that the only way to win is to survive, is to get through it. No matter what it is, a beating, verbal bullying, being fired for who you are, live through it. Because the best revenge is success, is showing them that you made it, whatever that might look like, in spite of what they said or did to you. Okay? So please spread that message so someone like Next hears it, so someone young person believes it and doesn't end up dead like so many. All right, next, we got to talk about TikTok, it's
broadcasting,
baby.
From a completely different point of view. Yours. Listen daily to the Karellcast on your favorite streaming service. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Carell Cast. Driving you home or driving you crazy.
Okay, welcome back to my bed. Ember is still here. There she is. I am Carell, and I'm doing it from bed because I have shingles or an adverse vaccine reaction, and I just don't feel that good. So I could not set up the studio and set up the cameras, the three lights, the computer, the background. I just can't do it. But I wanted to be with you for a bunch of stuff. We're talking about the TikTok ban because I am, the part of me that's for it is the part that just hates what social media is and what it's turning people into. I was at lunch at No Butcher here in Las Vegas, one of my favorite places to go. If you ever go there, you might see me pop in. And there was a young couple, probably, well, I don't know, anyone under 40 looks like a baby these days, but they were probably, you know, 25. And they got their lunch and they sat at their table and then they both sat there staring at their phones. And of course they're on social media. And I thought, if anyone sat at lunch with me across the table and all they did was look at their phone, I would go off. You know, and my friend Matt Seiden stayed here with me, and I'm not criticizing him. Well, I guess I am. We'd be watching TV or just doing stuff around the house here, and he would sit and watch videos on social media without headphones. And so not only was I trying to watch television and he's watching his phone, but I thought, we chose the program because you said you wanted to watch it. And now you're watching, you know, funny cat videos on, you know, social media. But of all of the ones that I don't like the most, it's TikTok. I do not like TikTok. I do not like how it's made these TikTok celebrities, where you've got TikTokers on the red carpets and you've got them acting, and they're getting signed to record deals and they're flashing the pans. They don't, you know, Matt Rife. Everyone thinks Matt Rife is the funniest damn comedian to ever come around. Maybe he's the funniest on TikTok, but he's a piss poor comedian. You know what? He's no George Carlin. He's no one. He's no Joan Rivers. He's no, you know, Lucille Ball. Those were comedians. And, you know, Dick Van Dyke, that's a comedian. You know, if you want to come into the modern age, Wanda Sykes, that's a comedian. You know, people on TikTok, not. Now, obviously, because of the amount of people on there, sure, they're going to find some talented people. I think Olivia Rodrigo came off of TikTok, and she's very talented. There's a few that have come off of there that are, in fact, very talented. But think of Justin Bieber. He didn't come off TikTok. He came off of YouTube. Okay? So YouTube does shorts. They don't need TikTok. And what social media as a whole is doing to our country, our election cycle, all of it, is just really, really destructive. And so I wouldn't miss it tomorrow if all of it went away, except YouTube. You know, everything but YouTube could just go away. Even Don Lemon is learning about X. He started a show on X at Elon Musk's behalf. Elon was the first interview, and now Elon kicked him off of X. And Don Lemon's all, oh, well, so much for free speech and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, look, dude, you just got $30 million from CNN. Cry me a frickin' river. So he's going to YouTube, Don Lemon is. And good for him. He might do very well there. And here's the but. The notion that Congress would single out TikTok when there's plenty of other apps that are beholden to China, and there's plenty of other apps that harvest your information and then use it, is a problem. You know, if they don't like that they harvest the information, then make that illegal. So while I support getting rid of TikTok, I don't think I support a Congress that can say, we don't like the country, and we do love China. I mean, iPhones are made by slaves in Chinese prisons, basically. We buy them. Almost everything in Walmart is made by China. We can't scream we hate the Chinese communist regime when we're the ones who support it. We give it all the money that it has, Oh, God, my throat. I think the shingles is in my throat. Yesterday, I gagged on Thai food. Swallowing was a problem. I'm worried that it's headed towards my eyes. I'm on a new drug now, famciclovir, which they had to debate whether it was 250 three times a day or 500. So they gave me 250 on Monday. And then Tuesday night, the doc said, no, it needs to be 500. So the dermatologist got called. Jesus Christ. I mean, just really, right? So anyway, so I do think it's dangerous to ban an app or technology and hypocritical. I think it's really hypocritical to ban TikTok and not ban iPhones. It's like, you know, they're made in Chinese factories that are basically prisons. And who's to say that over there in China, they're not putting something in an iPhone to eavesdrop, to access your camera? You know, so I think that the Republicans and some Democrats in Congress are, I think they're mad at TikTok because it makes fun of them or it allows information to be spread that they don't like. You know, I don't think they're banning it for the right reasons. If they said they're banning it because it's bad for society and it's, you know, dumbing down America and dumbing down our children, okay, I'd get behind that. If they're banning it and saying we're also going to go after Instagram and Facebook for their disinformation, okay, I'd go for that. But the fact that they're banning it because the Chinese government and they harvest data, that's kind of a weak argument. And just because I hate it, and I do, doesn't mean, you know, that it shouldn't exist. A lot of things I hate exist. Donald Trump, for instance. You know, the GOP. Homophobes, bigots, racist. You know, I think they're looking at the wrong issues, but they always do, right? I mean, everyone does. Right now, people are so busy being upset with the director of the Zone of Interest about his speech denouncing the genocide of the Palestinians and the Gazans. I guess we call them Gazans, which makes me think they're little cotton swabs. But whatever. I fully believe that social media misses the point and that the once useful power to connect people and to form community has long since been replaced with outrage, pontification, everybody being an expert. Someone tried to tell me I don't know what's going on in Israel and I don't know the situation. And yet President Jimmy Carter told me to my face that I understand the situation much more than anybody else he's ever talked to. I'll take President Jimmy Carter's opinion on my knowledge of Israel before some guy with 300 followers on Threads. So would I love it if TikTok went away? Yeah, make these people get a real frickin' job. You know, another tether cut. Give them less of a reason to use their phones and more to engage in the world. Read a book, you know, go for a walk. Help a neighbor, whatever. But, of course, nowadays if they do that. Oh, and these influencers that are all upset with brands. You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of going to a restaurant or a hotel and having these influencers be all over the place obstructing my vacation or my time at the restaurant and using me as an unpaid background actor. Social media is a farce now. It's a mess. It is not worth our time. And yet, you know, I think we're killing it for the wrong reason. And I do think it's a very slippery slope when you have a Congress that wants to get rid of an app because they data harvest when every other app does too. And because they're owned by the Chinese Communist government who may be using that information. We give China, if you sign up for Walmart Plus, you might as well give your info to China because Walmart's pretty much beholden to China. You know, there's so much wrong and there's so much that Congress could be doing. You know, I think they ought to reinstate Article, 22, that makes all the apps responsible for the content placed on the app. I think that would be a bigger thing to do. Instead of get rid of TikTok, make TikTok responsible for all the misinformation that it posts. That would serve us better, I think. Okay, we'll finish up right after this from my bed with Ember. who is sleeping through my show. Hopefully you all aren't.
If you're not visiting reallycorrell.com daily, you're missing out. Get the podcast videos and the blog, including recipes at reallycorrell.com. That's really K-A-R-E-L.com. It's broadcasting from a completely different point of view. Yours. Listen daily to the Correlcast on your favorite streaming service. Listening to the Correlcast, driving you home or driving you crazy.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Hitler rose to power in part because of the courts. He stacked the courts. He, you know, appointed judges that were sympathetic to him. And when it came time for them to rule, they ruled for him, for Mein Führer. And today, a judge in Atlanta dismissed three of the counts against Trump because he said that there were just fatal errors in the presentation. So, of course, the headline is Fannie Willis commits fatal error. And that they could be refiled, these charges. But he wants more proof that Trump was trying to make these officials or trying to interfere in their official duty. It's completely obvious when a president calls you and says to find the votes or don't certify the votes that he's trying to interfere in their official business. But this judge doesn't think so. Okay. And that's because judges of all ilk, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. They seem to be catering to this fascist. And he is now the official Republican nominee. He and Biden have both won enough candidates to be their party's official nominee. And you have to wonder what that says about America. That enough people would vote to make him the nominee. What does that say about a GOP that would run this person? You know, it's not about Trump. It's about the people that are empowering him and who they are and what that makes us as a nation. And there is no us anymore. No U.S. us. There isn't. We're not united. And they don't want to compromise on anything at all. They want fascism. And they full well may get it. And they're not going to like it when he comes in and cuts their programs like Social Security that they're all dependent upon, because God knows they ain't got jobs or lives. Unless you're the mega wealthy who support him because tax breaks and all. But outside of the 1%, the majority of his supporters live on government aid, or they work low-paying jobs and spend all their money on their truck. Wait till he disrupts all of that. And so Trump winning the nomination is possibly the most disgraceful thing to happen since his election. And it proves that we as a country haven't learned a thing. That enough people haven't actually learned how terrible his presidency really was. So I'm disappointed in the nation and in 60 or so million of its people. And it's really disheartening. It's making me be anti-American. You know, and Congress wants to ban TikTok, but not assault weapons. Figure that out. Truly. They want to ban a social media app to protect the children and protect the data and not give stuff to communists. Not one communist Chinese person has shot up anybody out of school in our country. Not one communist Chinese person has shot up a supermarket or a mall. Okay? But yet they insist. And so it's really disappointing what's happening with Donald Trump and the nation. And I know you feel my disappointment. And it's sad to me that it's not boomers, for the most part, that are putting him in office. It's people between the ages of 40 and 60, maybe even like 30 and 60. And that's what's really disappointing. It's not people old and infirm like Trump. It's younger people being out there and actually voting for him. It's Black people saying they're considering voting for him. It's Hispanics, young Hispanics, saying they're considering voting for him. That's the real shame of all of this, that he gets people to support him. And they're not supporting him. They're supporting racism, fascism. They're supporting a lot of isms. And the GOP itself, their senators, their congresspeople, they're laughable now, except they're in power. And so it's not so funny, you know, because they're in power. And so a judge throws out three counts here. Other judges delay. The Supreme Court delays. The courts are handing him a victory. And that's really sad. Merrick Garland, do better. Do better. Or Merrick, are you just running a Department of Justice to prosecute poor people, Black people, you know, other people? Are you not prosecuting Trump to the fullest extent because he's white and rich? Is that it, Merrick Garland? Because it seems to me you should have had his ass in jail. As Jimmy Kimmel said, it's past his jail time. And yet he goes unfettered, having charges dismissed, running around in a private plane, making fun of people, being a bully, like the ones that killed Nex, basically. And so as this unfolds, as this year unfolds, it's going to be sad to watch. Not interesting, not riveting, sad. All I can say about this election cycle is it's the saddest in my life. You have a fascist dictator running against an 81-year-old man that should have retired. It's just sad. I mean, I would say I want to give America a hug, but I don't want to give like 80 million of them a hug. So my voice is about to give. It is. I can feel it. I hope it's not the shingles in my throat, but whatever. I just got to deal with it. There'll be a lot more in the news between now and Friday, I'm sure. And so I will desperately try to be with back back in the studio and back, you know, in front of things on Friday. It is St. Patrick's Day this weekend. You all know how I love that and how I've been to Ireland and I wish I was there. I had to turn down a trip. They invited me over for St. Patrick's Day. I was like, well, I have I'm having a reaction to a shot and I can't come. So this last week, it was Thursday, they invited me over, said, it's not too late, Carell, do you want to come? And I would have, but no, can't do it. Thanks, GlaxoSmithKline. Thanks. So I want y'all to have a good time, every day, actually, have a good time, because I got to tell you, I have been reminded that, you know, any one of my conditions right now could kill me. I could develop GBS, Guillain-Barr syndrome, which doesn't come on for 2 or 3 weeks after the vaccine. That could kill me. Shingles, if it spreads to certain areas, can kill you, can make you blind, can make you lose your hearing. There's so much that can happen every day. Don't squander it. You know, don't do what you want every day. If you want to eat cake, eat a small bite of cake. Make it vegan and don't eat the whole cake. But you want a small bite? Have a small bite. You want to go out and do something? Go out and do it. You know, because I'm not going to do the cliche, life is short. Life is unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen. I certainly didn't know the shingle shot was going to be this year. So do what you can. Enjoy yourself. We'll be back on Friday.
Hey, it's Carell. Amber and I would like to thank you for joining us today and remind you there's a way to never miss a thing, and that's by subscribing right now to my YouTube channel. Just click the subscribe button below or go to youtube.com/reallycarell. That's youtube.com/reallycarell for a world of great free content. And that content is kept free by the fabulous group of patrons at Patreon. Why not become one and show your support for the show? Just $5 a month or more and you're in. Go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. My website is reallycarell.com, and everything fabulous is there, from the show to blog and recipes. Instagram and all social media are, you guessed it, Really Carell. And it couldn't get much easier by simply downloading the free CarellCast app at the app store of your choice. And then all the content from Carell Media will flow right on through. That's the free CarellCast app. Remember, I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so it doesn't hurt anybody. And subscribe and participate today.